Signature Boutique carries adorable, trendy, and affordable clothing and accessories for everyone, infant size through 4X. Visit us on Morningside Drive in Marion or visit signatureboutique.net. Let us help you find the perfect outfit for your special occasion.
Welcome to this week's podcast. Crittenden County goes over to Union County for what we commonly call the Coal Bowl. The reason that is because many of the fans and supporters of each team have worked together or in the mines together over the years, either now or in the past, have had that common relationship. And this year, Union County comes into this game at 3-1 and Crittenden County at 4-1. Coach Darnes, this is certain to be another one of those really tough, good, hard-fought Union County, Crittenden County football games.
Yeah, Chris, Josh Boston is a new coach over there, first year. He was assistant coach at Henderson County, and so he understands football. And I tell you what, what they do very well, and he's got the kids playing with a lot of aggression and emotion, and they're a solid football team. They are a lot like we are as far as they start four people both ways. They have their offense that they run. They're very basic, but what they do well, and that's the difference. And Bo Robinson is their quarterback, and he started to run a little bit, and anytime you have a running, throwing quarterback, then it presents problems for defense. And
we know that.
And we know that. We have one as well. Yeah. So they have to worry about that one. But he throws the ball well on the run. They do a lot of bootlegs with him and try to get to the outside. And so it presents a lot of problems on your perimeter. And, so you have to make sure that you cover him and still make sure that you contain him. So and then they have Robert Smith, who is the fastest kid that's going to be on the field, and he's in the flat, so you pick your poison. You know, do you want to cover somebody deep, do you want to cover somebody shallow, or do you want to put pressure on the quarterback? And so that's what happens, and they understand that, and they do it well. And then Dante Smith is no relation, but he's their tailback, and he will run all over you, and he likes to run over you. He's powerful. He's got decent speed, but he's very powerful. And then their offensive line, I mean, they're just very aggressive, and they come off the ball well. So they're a very solid football team defensively. They play hard. Their defensive line are very aggressive. The linebackers read well, and secondary's got athletes in the backfield. So it's going to be a very solid and hard-fought ball game.
In the past, we've had the Foster boys to deal with, and now it's the Smiths.
Now it's the Smith, but they're not related, though.
Yeah, but still, they are very talented players, and they're posing problems for everybody they've played so far this year. The only team that's beaten Union County was Madisonville, and Madisonville's got a pretty good football team this year. Although Madisonville is just 1-4, that's the only game they've won. Of course, they put it on Union County 51-19. Union County's beaten Hancock County and Webster County, two teams that have not won a game this year. So that doesn't really beef their resume up. But they beat Hart County, which is a pretty decent football team, last week. And I'm sure you've watched that one on film.
Yeah, and I'm telling you, it's Hart County was going down to drive it to win the football game late in the fourth quarter. And they fumbled the ball, and Robert Smith picks it up and goes 75, 80 yards. For a touchdown the other way. So and therefore I think the score ended up being 42-29, and Hart County had some success running and throwing the football, but as I said, they have some athletes on the field that we have to make sure that we're smart. And I think the keys to this is going to be who creates the big plays as far as making turnovers and creating turnovers and minimizing your mistakes on special teams. And we have to understand that we can't, if number seven is touching the ball on our special teams, we're in trouble. Robert Smith, he can go to the distance every time he touches it, and if we don't box him up or if we don't contain him, then we're in for a long night.
They've averaged 38 points per game, which is one of the highest in Class 3A. And this is a team that has 50 players on their roster, but we're bumping on up there ourselves now.
Well, we have 49 players, and you know, like I said, they are a lot like we are. I think what they do well. I think what we do well. I think they play aggressive defense, and they have as many players. They have linemen that play aggressive, and I think we do too. So, it's two teams that really are a lot alike, except on what they do as far as the philosophy of offense. And so it's going to come down to mistakes and special teams, and we have to execute, they have to execute, and we just have to make sure that we minimize our mistakes. And I'm saying that if you're supposed to read a certain key and you don't read that key and you're not where you're supposed to be, then that's a mistake, and somebody can take it to the house at that time. And so we have to make sure that we do our responsibility all the times. And then tackling. You know, if we don't tackle Dante Smith low, then he's going to run over us and he's going to punish us. And if we don't control our bodies and we try to be too aggressive on number 7 instead of securing a tackle, then he'll run around us. And so we have to make sure that we understand that.
As far as our football team goes, coming into this game, look at some of the statistics that we've got going this year. Nick Castiller, as we've talked about, is putting together one of the best seasons for a quarterback in Crittenden County history, as well as for a career. He's currently 7th all-time passing yards, and he's 5th in all-time completions. Now, that's when you looked at Nick Castiller 2 years ago, would you have thought he would be among the top most prolific passers in Crittenden County history?
You know, we knew he had skills, we knew he had talent, but the talent that we knew he had was for running. We knew he was an excellent runner, and so that says a lot for Nick in that he has really worked hard on his throwing, and it says a lot for Sean Thompson, who's worked with him as well. And they have developed a relationship of trust, and Nick wants to do well for Coach Thompson in this program.
And he's 200. Make this point. Nick is 252 yards from catching Coach Thompson's passing.
And I'm telling you, they joke about it all the time, but there's nobody that wants to see Nick break that more than Coach Thompson,
and he's going to get it.
And
unless
he
breaks
it.
A leg.
Yeah, he's going to get it. So. We understand that, but I didn't, you know, I didn't know that Nick would be is doing so well passing, but again, it's
a testament to his work,
his work ethic, and the commitment that the program has made to throwing the football. And you know, we were asked at one point, didn't know whether or not we had the talent to run this offense, and we knew what we had, and therefore it's working out for us. And we just have to iron it up, because we're still freshmen when it comes to running this offense. It's the first year that we've actually ran it. And so we have to make sure that we're running it the right way, and we have to make sure that that we continue to get better every year.
I just want to mention a few of these players that are out in front of Nick on this all-time completion list is Travis Gilbert, J.D. Gray, Jamie Curtis. Barry has the most records passing than anybody in school history, and he's on your coaching staff now too.
Yeah, and you know, and he's out there all the time, and he works with him, and he helps out, and you know, he wants to see us succeed as well, and he's doing what he can to make it happen. So, you know, and all those guys that you mentioned are guys that I've coached and really have grown to know and have a lot of respect for, and Nick is the same way. Nick is probably the one that I feel that has worked himself to where he is. The other ones had some talent somewhere, and Nick has really worked hard to iron out some talent that he has. And like I said, we know that he can run. We knew that he could run the ball, and he's worked hard at throwing it.
We're getting some of these guys that have been injured, getting some of them back now. Dylan Hicks has been released and is available to play some this week if you need him. Work him in. I know he's missed a lot of practice, and you have to get him back in the fold. But while he's been gone, you can't say enough about Will Perkins. This is the guy that came in last week. He kicked six extra points and got in there to play football for. And it's just a great story.
And he is a great story. You know, he came in, and I talked to his dad, and his dad said he had a junior that wanted to play football. you know, he really came in and he worked as a secondary and wide receiver. And I asked his dad about other sports, and his dad said he played soccer. And I said, well, good, maybe he can kick sometime. And up to that point, we really haven't worked on kicking that much. And then when Dylan Hicks went down, we had to throw him in and just put him as a kicker and not have him work as a receiver or defensive back. And actually had to get Coach Holloman out of the closet, and so he could come in and yeah. and work with the kicker, and so he's been working with him and doing a great job with him.
And
you know, Coach Holloman specializes in kickers, and of course Micah was a kicker, and I can see improvement out of Will, and it's a great story, and we're glad to have him.
And Coach Holloman's been coming out working with our Little League program too. This year they changed the rules in Little League football. When you kick a PAT, it's 2 points. So it puts more emphasis on the kicking rather than the running or the passing, which is really helps us start developing kickers. And we had a kid who made 3 last week in a game.
That's 6 points.
Yeah, that's big. Good. It's a touchdown.
Yeah.
Dylan Smith keeps coming on, Coach.
Dylan is one that I'm proud of, and he has really worked hard. He wants that spot. He understands it. He's one that has embraced the starting one-way concept, and that linebacker spot is his, and he wants to continue it. And the thing about him is if he doesn't do well, he wants to know why, and he asks us constantly on what he can do to improve and get better, and comes up and apologizes to us when he doesn't feel like he played very well. And so he is really concerned about that. Positioned to where he can have success and we can have success, so we're proud of him.
You know, he's on pace to have 130-140 tackles this season, and you know, that would put him in some great company. Gage Courtney, I think, was the last guy we had that had over 130 in a season, and that's saying a mouthful right there for Dylan.
Yeah, and it's good. I mean, it's good that he came along in a time where we needed to have some linebackers step up, and he has. And you have Dylan Hollis, who also is at the linebacker. But, you know, one that's coming on that I'm impressed with is Gavin Dickerson. And, you know, he's showing that he's a man, and he wants to improve, and he really works hard at it. And so he's showing that he can play the varsity, and we're looking for him to go in and take that spot when Dylan Smith is graduated. So it's a good thing that we have guys that come in and step in and play.
Yeah, Gavin Dickerson has 44 tackles already this year, 12 last week. And that's in a limited role as a freshman's playing, you know. And you look at Dylan's got 55, and he's an everyday guy.
That
is a great testament to what he's able to do too. Let's talk a little bit about the district. Russellville just keeps piling up the wins. We knew they were going to be one of the toughest teams around, and then they are in our district this year. They're 5-0. Fulton City and Fulton County have one win between them. So looks like it's a two-horse race in the district.
Well, you don't ever want to outrule, leave them out to Fulton's, because they have athletes, and you have to make sure that you don't overlook them and you still prepare for them. And we tell our kids when it's obvious that we're supposed to win a ball game, that we have to make sure we take care of business and that we don't overlook them. But you know, I can remember early in my career, we were single A forever, and then I can remember saying that the road to the district goes through Russellville, mm-hmm. and then at one point we got to feeling that we can beat Russellville, and we did, and then we were starting to win the district. So you know, it's a whole lot different on a Russellville than it is a Mayfield as far as mindset and tradition. So we feel that we can beat a Russellville. We feel that we can compete with a Russellville. But I don't know if this group can, because we haven't faced them. So we're going to have to get that back. And that's been my whole concern from the very beginning, is whether or not that this group right here understands what it's going to take when those games come up, and what we have to do. And I don't know that we have that yet. I don't think that we've really been tested. And hopefully this week will test us in a game where – and we want a game that goes 4 quarters and it's close, and you really have to gut it out and make it happen late in the game. We haven't had a game like that. We've either – had games to where our kids are not playing the whole game because we're either so much ahead or, like Caldwell, we're so much behind.
Yeah. And we've talked about this. This is a game where you can kind of regain some respect. You're back in 1A now and against district opponents that you feel more common ground with that we can compete against. But yet, when you can go beat a team like Union County that's 3A, Then your status statewide starts to build and you regain that respect that gets you back in the top 10 in Class A. And right now, the closest we've been this year to the top 10 was 13th, and that was right before the Cabo game. And now we're not even getting a sniff. So this could go a long way to getting us back to top 10, if that's what you're looking for. And I think respect is one thing.
Respect is. The rankings aren't. Respect is. And so, you know, there's two things there. One is that, you know, we have to understand that Caldwell beat us bad, but they beat Henderson bad too. So that's going to have to open some eyes as to what they are and what they can possibly do. And the other thing is that we're still being chosen by schools as homecoming, and we've got to get that out. That shows a lack of respect that I think for a program, because usually you look at the team that you think is the worst team on your schedule that you play at home at a certain possible time and choose them as homecoming. And so Webster chose us as homecoming, and now Union has chosen us for homecoming. And I think that that's probably more of a slap in the face for some coaches that came over here and is coaching with us now instead of a disrespect. So whatever it is, we're going to use it as motivation, and hopefully it'll work.
And speaking of homecoming, we don't want to get too far ahead, but next week will be homecoming, and will be our first district game, be Fulton City. And a lot of activities going on next week, and we'll get to some of that. Just want to give everybody a heads up and be prepared. The 1985 state champion Rockets will be honored. This is 30-year anniversary. They're going to be the Grand Marshal at the parade, and look forward to seeing all those guys out there.
Yeah, and Chris, you know, they just don't understand. Some of them might, but, you know, I've talked to some of them. They just don't understand the impact that they've had on the community, you know, for winning a state championship in a small community. So we want to honor them anytime we can, and hopefully this will say that yes, we want to honor you. But also it's pink out. You know, it's a game that we've also had to choose our pink out, and we'll be wearing our pink jerseys because of the fight against breast cancer, and hopefully we can raise some funds and send that in as well.
Okay. All right, Coach Starnes, we'll see you over at Morgan Field for the Cold Bowl.
All right, buddy. Thank you.